It was a typical summertime detonation of obsolete munitions at the Madison County Army installation. But what wasn't typical, says Depot Public Affairs Officer Mark Henry, was the number of calls from worried neighbors.
One of those calls was from a lady at the Berea Municipal Utilities. And she was calling because their office had been receiving multiple calls.
Henry says officials at the local emergency management office also took a higher than usual number of calls. The Army spokesman says they followed all the required procedures, but perhaps weather conditions amplified the sound.
Everything was performed normally at the depot, and I think if we have any understanding of it, it probably has to, our best guess is, that it had to do with those particular factors of wind and humidity and airspeed and the bedrock on which the blast particular pit was sitting on.
Henry says they were destroying obsolete conventional munitions like landmines, bombs, and bullets. If they did any property damage, he says homeowners can seek compensation.
There is a route to reparations they wish to go that route. We can provide them the forms to file a claim and hopefully get some payment back for any damages that are done.
The Bluegrass Army Depot has detonated old weaponry for 70 years. The blasts will continue throughout the summer and into early fall. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.